When God makes love to you. When he enunciates, I love you. It can take you a lifetime to really believe it. As to accept this endearment is to learn a whole new language, altering the rhythms of your heartbeats forever. As you now appreciate subtle motions of love in the mundane and profound, much like clouds wafting, mutating, yet serene in their replete win and wan, giving rain a allowing sun. When you notice your lover has the immense power to manifest a universe, giving it to all of us, no second thought, discovering her untapped wonders, enthralls you to want, to need, to must. Must unwrap her, devour him, trust them. Surrender your all. For when Goddess makes love to you, it is too sacred for words. The first touch forever transforms your being. As you peer into the peephole of a lock that's wound tight, finding the keys is to usher in new disciplines, sincere prayers, active songs of praise, meditation, a devotion to truth, devotion to peace, and like similar actions stemming from love. Soon enough, you'll know your key. Don't be alarmed if you ask a master, guardian, angel for help. As you call Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, African master, erased, not seized. She master, muted, but living on. Your body, mind, soul will be awake than it's ever been. Before you engage in this act, the stamina you've honed from your masters will come in handy. And so you consummate, tangling, gyrating, unveiling, messy, tender conjoins with the divine.